A deadly chemical plant leak in LaPorte, Texas, near Houston, is under investigation. Two people died, seven others suffered injuries. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 49 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index 91 points higher, and the S&P currently trading 1 point higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The intense heat is here to stay for several more days. And once again, we're headed for the danger range on the heat index. I think the heat index will be 105 or higher today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. There will be more scattered random hit or miss storms around later, but you know how that works. Not every town will get one, and the storms will fade out overnight, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, how about a high temperature in the upper 90s both days with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says Selma police officer Marquise Maurer was on duty and went home to eat early Tuesday when he was shot at his apartment and killed. Jackson says a woman believed to be his wife or girlfriend was also wounded. The search continues for those responsible. An update on a murder-suicide in Elmore County over the weekend. Sheriff Bill Franklin says William Jeffries, who shot and killed his wife as well as his 84-year-old mother before turning the gun on himself, has died from his injuries. Police say the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute. And Auburn and Alabama students are being wooed to get the COVID-19 vaccine. At Auburn, students can win prizes, including $1,000 scholarships, upgrades to A-zone parking, and priority class registration. And at Alabama, students who get vaccinated will get $20 put into their Bama Cash account as a way of saying thanks. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie in the house.
In the house.
Let's continue on with this General Michael Flynn interview. It's interesting. Have you seen any interviews of General Flynn on Fox News?
Not at all. This really caught me by surprise. I'm super interested.
Well, and I think Darren tries to dig a little bit. Flynn, I don't think, gives the goods up in the way Mr. Beatty, Darren Beatty, the interviewer, is hoping.
Oh, sure.
But he had some interesting insights. Now, where we left off, Flynn was saying it wasn't just a corrupt FBI.
Right.
It was a corrupt government at the highest levels of intelligence within the White House itself, within, yes, the upper echelons of the FBI.
They were.
And he's talking about also 2015, 2016, 2017. So this very much predates Trump. Flynn was making waves within the Obama administration as the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency long before Trump came on the scene.
I remember he was no fan.
Right. In particular, he was no fan of what we were doing in Syria because he could see plain as day, why are we giving weapons that are ending up in the hands of Al-Qaeda? You can say all day long we're giving it to the Syrian Free Army and to the good guys. Well, if those good guys keep surrendering and giving up these weapons,
right,
and we know this is happening, why are we continuing to do it? And that made him none too popular with the rest of the administration and intelligence community. And in fact, when it comes to intelligence, why do you need more than the Defense Intelligence Agency?
Well, you got to have somebody spy on us, too.
There's a role for military intelligence, for sure.
Right.
Definitely a role. Why do you need more than that? Take it away, General Flynn.
And it carried through in organizations like various elements of the intelligence community.
The corruption.
FBI being among them, and certainly in a Department of Justice that incentivizes themselves by seeking to convict versus finding and discovering the truth. And that's really an important component of my case, which was an international case, actually. And it was just the beginning of what we're continuing to see happening across our federal government and the institutions today, as well as in many cases around the country that we're experiencing. So Thanks for having me. Thanks for to Revolver for what Revolver does.
And, appreciate it.
And everything that you guys are trying to establish in terms of getting the truth out.
We're huge fans of yours, and in my opinion, what happened to you was one of the most shameful episodes in our country's history. And so if you could explain why are they so viciously after you? What is it about you that made the entire national security apparatus apoplectic and terrified in those early days in the Trump transition and then into the early days of his presidency?
Great question.
And that includes President Obama, who during the transition conversation or discussion like we're having right now with the incoming president, as he was the outgoing president, in the one conversation that he had about transitioning the entire United States government from one president to another, from one duly elected president to another duly elected president, the topic that President Obama decided to bring up were two, one of which was Kim Jong-un of North Korea, and the other was Mike Flynn.
So amazing.
It's amazing. I mean, it's just...
Why are they so scared
of you? Because the knowledge that I have, having grown up and having served at the highest levels of our government, in uniform, both as the senior military intelligence officer for the Department of Defense, as head of one of the largest intelligence agencies, not only in the United States, but in the world, as having worked at the Director of National Intelligence level office. And here I was, a guy who really understood where things operate within the government, how things operate within the government, deep, deep knowledge of many of the programs that we do have and still are in play today that are totally unnecessary and incredibly costly for our nation, both in terms of our moral authority as a country and also in our fiscal responsibility to the American people. So, and they knew that I had that level of knowledge, and I was going to be, literally sitting at the right hand of the President of the United States as the National Security Advisor. So, access to everything, and knowledge of many of the things that I knew that were already going on. And one of the things that I would have discovered almost immediately, but certainly as we got going, was I would have discovered the clear violation of law where candidate Trump was being spied upon, as well as his team, which meant me and others,
right,
that we were being spied upon without warrant, without cause, solely for political reasons to defeat, at that time, candidate Trump. And of course, everybody knows what happened. He won overwhelmingly in 2016. And then for the next 4 years, the deep state, quote unquote, deep state, with all of the strength and power and authorities of particularly the executive branch, but also elements of the technology world and the media world, mm-hmm, then proceeded to bash Donald J. Trump, about the head and shoulders, and tried to do everything that they could to defeat him, and that not to get him out of office, to remove him from office as a duly elected president. They had already gotten me out of the way, and they did it pretty smartly. I mean, I think that it was a very well orchestrated, well planned maneuver. I will tell you, I will sit here today, and maybe it's a little bit breaking, but I think I've said this in some public forums, that there are Republicans that were involved in this effort against me. Because many Republicans who are in the establishment in Washington, D.C., also did not want me to have that kind of role with President Trump, because I had a great relationship with him, still do, and he is a non-establishment guy. I am a non-establishment guy, and I think that he had some ideas about reform that we had spoken about, and we would have probably initiated. And so they had to get rid of me just as fast as they could.
Will, that's very interesting what you said about these Republicans. Will the public, the American public, have an opportunity to know more about who exactly these Republicans were and what they did?
Yeah, I think that they will. I mean, as time goes on, you can, and I think for those people and many millions around the country, I run into people all the time, Darren, who come up to me and tell me, we were praying for you. We were, mm-hmm, praying for your family. We're so sorry what our country did to me during these years of persecution. And I always tell people that that prayer is the most powerful weapon known to man. And so to answer your question specifically, will we know? Yeah, we will know one day, because the truth does always come out, always does, no matter what. No matter what the issue is, the truth will always rise to the top. Mm-hmm. And when it does, now we have to decide on accountability. And in some cases, people will be accountable, you know, at the gates of heaven or the gates of hell. And that may be the time, the only time they're accountable, because under certain aspects of our system right now, particularly the Department of Justice, there's a lack of accountability.
Pause it there. And again, we're listening to an interview of General Michael Flynn, recently put out by Darren Beatty and Revolver News. And when you hear it from the horse's mouth, from General Flynn, Mike Flynn himself, it's amazing how clear it is that a president was duly elected. All the stops were pulled out to try to defeat him and have Hillary Clinton become president. I almost feel like President Obama, you know, that conversation President Obama had with incoming then President-elect Trump, that North Korea is a big issue. And yes, North Korea is a massive issue. That's just a true thing. And Trump took that seriously, it seems like. Though some folks are like, wait, tweeting fat little rocket man is seriously? Yeah, well, we'll see.
Got him to the table.
But to, in the same breath, say, okay, the number one issues are North Korea and Michael Flynn. It, to me, sounds like that was the first test of Trump. You're going to come in here, you're going to play president, and you think you're actually going to run things and run the executive branch. So that was sort of a test, saying, hey, will you go along to get along and not appoint Michael Flynn your national security advisor? Of course, Trump didn't listen, and the rest is history. That you had a duly elected president with his team, and in particular one man who had deep knowledge of the swamp, ready to go in there and drain the swamp, almost with a Jacksonian fervor. And the swamp fought back. People who have never been elected a day in their life, who have made careers living off taxes,
yeah,
not paying taxes.
Couldn't get a job anywhere else.
Who have made careers holding impunity over the heads of the American people. All the while, and this is really the perverse nature of it, saying, we're defending you. Will you, you know, want me on that wall? You need me on that wall. You know, you can't get rid of some of this stuff just willy-nilly. Things like the central bank, you do need intelligence, especially for military purposes. That's why you pick a guy with the insights and the experience of a General Flynn.
Right.
And that's what really scared these folks. This guy was actually serious about reform, and he had proven that he would be serious about it. We'll continue on with this interview in just a moment. But first, this part of the program brought to you by True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. If you're looking to buy fine antique jewelry items, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go, and Troop Booth is the man to go see. Truly an expert in the fine jewelry, antique jewelry market. He knows, well, what fashions are hot here in the River Region. He's got a network of hundreds of buyers and sellers in the antique jewelry market all over the country. That means he has the latest that you would want to purchase here in the River Region, including pieces that you may not have ever known existed. Like Eddie and I continue to go to heirloomjewelers.com and find just all sorts of gems, literally. Incredible jewelry items. And your wife's still looking at that website? She's got it bookmarked, right?
She pretty much has it bookmarked and looked at it on the regular.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure your bank account appreciates that. Though, if you use the promo code Joey, right?
That's right, Joey, we get 10%.
10% off. So whether you check out online at heirloomjewelers.com or you buy in person, be sure to use that promo code Joey for 10% off all your purchases there. And of course, Troop Booth is still looking to buy from you. So if you have any jewelry you're willing to part with for the right price, Troop Booth wants to buy. Give them a call at 260-0066 or make an appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com. Show up on the appointed day and time with your jewelry. Troop will look it over. He'll give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there.
It's just that easy. He'll give you a check to be deposited at your earliest convenience. So check him out today. Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, located at 6948 Vaughn Road. When you're going east on Vaughn Road, just when you cross over Bell Road It'll be there on your right at Vaughn and Watchman Circle. Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More when we come back.
Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs. Oh,
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. I'll tell you what, Eddie, I'll tell you what, and I'll tell the audience, I can barely move my arms today.
Yeah?
I've been doing a lot of cardio at the beginning of the year, but I haven't been doing any heavy lifting, and I've started that up, like started last week, continuing to lift a bit heavier this week.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness.
Well, then I wish you would have said this sooner, because I would have taken the opportunity to get on your nerves more and threatened to get slapped, knowing you can't slap me because your arms are dead.
Oh, goodness. I need like an IV or something. Daggum. Like, and I'm plenty hydrated, but not much you can do for the DOM. So
I don't think so, yeah.
Delayed onset muscle soreness. Ooh.
Just
going
to
eat good tonight and sleep.
That might help you out some sleep.
Yeah, that's the only thing that'll solve it. But anyway, that's just a day in the life. But we have more from Michael Flynn here. It's a great interview. And East, I hope you heard me earlier. Congrats on the cancer-free diagnosis for another year.
That's so awesome.
I've gotten to know you mostly through these airwaves for a decade now. It'll be coming up on my 10-year anniversary here, folks, at News Talk in August.
In August, really?
Yeah, 10 years. Man, how quickly life goes by. But here, let's go to General Flynn. Take it away.
And so I think accountability will come as the truth begins to come out, and more of it will come out, as even more information came out just recently about my case, just recently in this past week. So, and here we are sitting. This is after the 4th of July weekend, and whatever today is, the 9th of July, 2021, and there's still evidence, still truth coming out about my case, which is mind-blowing.
It's remarkable, and if you do choose to expose who specifically these Republicans are, let us know, because there's nothing we enjoy more at Revolver than exposing corrupt and slimy establishment Republicans, especially in this case. I want to pick up on this really shameful persecution of you and kind of situate it in a broader context. I think this in many ways was the opening salvo of a very troubling transformation within our country, and that is the political weaponization of our national security apparatus, culminating now in essentially a domestic war on terror directed against the 70 plus million people who voted for Trump or who have any opposition to our corrupt ruling establishment. And my position is that basically we're not going to have a real country unless we bring this national security apparatus to heel. So given your vast experience and knowledge of this apparatus, I'd really love to know, what do you think, if there's one thing that politicians can coalesce around as an agenda item to say, this is the first major step to address this bigger problem, what would you say that would be?
Well, I mean, I think that there's a range of actions that must occur. I think the principal one, and this is really for what I would call mainstream Democrats. Mm-hmm. Okay, mainstream Democrats, not the hard left, not the Marxists, not the socialists, not the communists that are in our government, that are in our federal government. And so to take one step back, there is an attempt and an effort intentionally to federalize everything, to create a socialist state at the federal level that basically controls our lives. And our Constitution was really designed from the ground up. It was really designed to protect individual liberties. And then as you progress your way up to the top, up to the federal government, through parishes or counties, and then to state level, the founders actually created our entire country based on individual liberties. So there's this intentional theft of individual liberties by elements within the federal government and the institutions of our federal government that are cooperating to a degree with some of these elements on the left, because they've and I'll use a military term, they've infiltrated many of the institutions of government. So and this is not conspiracy theory, this is actual, there's a lot of facts based on what I just stated. And there's a lot of books written about it. There's been a lot of great journalists who have actually done good investigative journalism and discovered some of these truths. You can look at my case as a dark but shining example of the deep levels of corruption to target an individual, to target a president, because we know from an agent of the FBI, as an example, the entire effort, and this didn't come out until really just recently, and recently being, right prior to this past presidential election, so October of 2020, where the entire effort was to get Flynn to get Trump.
Right.
So when you think about that alone, and you hear that statement, you say, how could this happen in the United States of America? And it happens because the American people have taken for granted our freedoms for far too long. And we've allowed the institutions that are in many cases at the local level, school boards, for example, county seats, county boards, and then all the way up to state capitals and the federal government. We've allowed our government to kind of just, okay, we just take it for granted and that they're going to do it. They, the politically elected, or they, the government-appointed people that are in these positions, and we've just entrusted them for many, many decades. And what has happened is the running rampant with our freedoms and our dollars, our tax dollars, running rampant. I mean, rampant with enormous, extraordinary debt that this country has, and some of the other things that we have allowed with this open border policy. The horrors that we find in our school systems, both at the elementary and secondary level, to now include the graduate and undergraduate level schools around the country that are also infiltrated and also impacted by just really policies and procedures and in some cases orders, executive orders for certain that presidents state, or laws in other cases that come out that dictate things. And we have the government teaching our children instead of parents teaching our children. Right. The breakdown of the family. I mean, I could go on and on with things that we have just allowed to happen. And so I get off my soapbox on this one, Darren, but my big message is that, you know, a local action has a national impact. Mm-hmm. And all the American people have to quit complaining about those people, the politicians. You know, those people at the county, those people at the state, those people in Washington, they're all a bunch of bums. They're all corrupt. We put them there. And we've taken for granted far too long our own freedoms. And we've not understood why this country was created. And so what we have to do is we have to renew our knowledge in what it is that why we have what we have. And that includes many, many Democrats, because as I have stated and written about, I was a lifelong Democrat. Mm-hmm. In fact, even when I was running with Trump in the 2015-2016 timeframe, he knew I was a Democrat.
Right.
And I was a Democrat because I grew up in an era where we were pro-life, pro-family, pro-small business Democrats, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the Democratic Party started to shift. And in the military, I was very apolitical. Didn't really care. I was an officer who looked at legal, moral, ethical laws and orders, and would follow those and follow the foreign policy directives of our national leadership. And I never really thought about politics all that much. Mm-hmm. You'd have a president come in, a president go out. He's the commander in chief. You know, you follow the orders that you're given, as long as they're legal, moral, and ethical, and you can live with yourself. I think today that's more challenging for those that are serving in the military, but yes. That's maybe another conversation.
Yes.
I got to pause it there, folks, because we are coming up on a break. Again, we're listening to General Michael Flynn interview with Revolver News. And, you got to ask yourself, with somebody who's had a... We'll put it this way. A heck of a career. Had a lot to lose by sticking his neck out. He must really mean what he says, that we're taking our liberties for granted. I always find these people the most interesting, who have all sorts of things to lose. And they could easily just go along to get along. But there's something within them says, now I got to speak up. And often those people pay a price for it, very much like General Flynn has. But hopefully we haven't seen the end of him, because everything he just laid out, talking about the debts, and the deficits, the bankruptcy of this country on the horizon, people taking liberties and freedoms for granted, and giving too much trust to those in power at the local and especially the national level, especially the unelected. Well, I think he's hitting the nail right on the head. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
The sweet loving better than a white line. Don't you know she could bring a good feeling? Ain't had in such a long time.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
This is Alice of Independent Glass. We advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and we get great results. If you want results like we get, you need to go with Blue Water.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The intense heat is here to stay for several more days. And once again, we're headed for the danger range on the heat index. I think the heat index will be 105 or higher today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. There will be more scattered random hit or miss storms around later, but you know how that works. Not every town will get one, and the storms will fade out overnight, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, how about a high temperature in the upper 90s both days with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of
I was just seeing a Mo Brooks retweet, and, you know, Mo Brooks has got that momentum.
Yeah, he does.
And unless you get a Roy Moore-like scandal.
Mm-hmm. Tricker.
which is why I'm playing me a little Gary Puckett. But unless there's something like that, I think Mo Brooks is going to be the next senator here from the great state of Alabama. But we got a long campaign ahead of us.
Looking that way. Look forward
to having Mo and Katie Britt and Jessica Taylor and Linda Blanchard all back.
Speaking of Jessica Taylor, I found a place you can buy the flamethrowers.
Yeah?
There's a store in Alabama that sells them. My buddy, our buddy, Randall, has bought one.
Randall, if you're listening, I love you, brother. Heart of gold. But you be careful with that.
We're going to go have fun with that.
Don't listen to Eddie.
We're going
to
get on the golf cart.
You could have fun, but be careful with that, Randall.
We're going to get on the golf cart, and mosquitoes will not be a problem.
Okay, I'll put it this way, Randall. You don't have enough beauty points left to lose. But I want you to be a burn victim, all right?
Come on. You don't trust me with the flamethrower?
No.
Randall's going to be at the wheel. I'll be doing the flamethrower, and we'll be fine.
It's your right to do it. But if you're asking me as a friend for
advice, ride the
back? No, I'm not going with you guys, and you need to be very careful.
Just saying, it's available now.
What are you going to set on fire?
Oh, God, oh, who knows?
I don't even know yet.
The world is my oyster.
You're a grandfather now, but you're still a child.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Do I sound like your wife?
Yes, you do. I'm hoping me and Randall can find a hornet's nest, and then maybe one of us will film the other one shooting the hornet's nest.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're looking to touch up your house, maybe the interior of your home, say the bedroom or the exterior, say, you know, there was a flamethrower accident.
Yeah, it could happen.
And you charred up, say, the outside of your deck. Or
that could happen.
Exterior wall. Yeah, you know, not too much like burn damage, but you charred a little
charred
bit.
Charred it good, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably going to need a new paint job or some new sealant on that deck. And you recently went by New Look Decorating, Eddie. How did that go?
It went very well. They, like I've said before, they probably helped me a long way with my marriage by telling me, do not just take this paint you're going to buy here. Take some samples you guys decide on together.
And that's Brett Lanham who helped you. I guess he's a very wise man. Several times removed, he's also a marriage counselor.
Yeah.
He's helping people keep the wife happy and keep life a happy affair. And they're at New Look Decorating. They have Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies for the interior, exterior of your home. And great paint specialists like the manager, Brett Lanham, who helped out Eddie, or Brian Carr, the owner. They can both steer you in the right direction along with the rest of the team there at New Look Decorating. Yeah. Check them out today. You can stop by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. There were Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating. Or you can give them a call at 271-0007, 271-0007. Great sponsor here of News and Views. Been a very loyal and wonderful sponsor. People that are easy to do business with. They have great Benjamin Moore paint and stain products. So check them out today. That's New Look Decorating. Be sure to tell them News and Views sent you. Who do we got here?
Robert.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
He wants to talk to you.
He wants to talk to me?
Yeah, talk to you specifically.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Big Joy. You know, I've called before, and I guess I hadn't called many times since, but I'm thrilled to death that you're on the 10-year anniversary.
Coming up,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that I haven't been listening the whole 10 years. I guess if the other people were listening, I'm about 8 months in. But, Joey, you are a professional, and I love it when you lay down on something, when you give that talk. And I just want to say you're a professional, and Jack, and you know, I've never listened to Jack. See what I mean? I'm a new customer, but anyway.
Well, it's a shame. Jack Campbell, everybody needs a little Jack Campbell in their life.
Well, you know, hey, right. In other words, I love them and all that, and I never heard them, though, but I just wanted to congratulate you on your 10-year anniversary, and it's, hey, didn't nobody promote you for no bull crap, because you are the Mac Daddy. And Eddie, I like you over there, too. You keep punching in there, dog. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to let y'all go, okay?
Thank you, Robert.
Love you, brother.
272-9228. Let's go back to General Flynn here.
Okay.
Carry on with some of this interview. What we're looking at, folks, is Revolver News on Rumble. So just go to rumble.com and search Revolver News, rumble.com, like ready to rumble. Mm-hmm. Can't do that too long. It's actually trademarked.
Oh.
You know, the whole buffer thing? Yeah, no. He had that, are you ready? Yeah, like,
oh.
Yeah, you can't do it exactly like him. I don't know if the trademark still held, but just go to rumble.com, search Revolver News, and it's Revolver News exclusive, the Michael Flynn interview. That's what we've been playing from. And we're only about 16 minutes in. It's actually a 49-minute interview.
Wow.
So we're not going to get to the whole thing, but let's carry on like the wayward sons we are.
Now, that's very interesting, the local federal distinction and the dissipation of the basic federalist structure of power has been something that has unfortunately been lessening for several decades.
Decades.
But at the federal level, I wanted to get more granular on this concept of deep state that people talk about, this concept. And I wonder what you think about any possibility of, say, leveraging intra-factional disputes within the deep state. And what I mean by that is one of the biggest stories we ran on Revolver.News was about color revolution, employed domestically. And the media freaked out over this. And a lot of the national security operatives who are part of this color revolution network freaked out. And I think part of the reaction came from deep state being a kind of broad, vague, and amorphous term. Mm-hmm. The color revolution story really implicated a specific sub-faction of the deep state, this Atlanticist faction that's obsessed with Russia and so forth. And there are other factions as well. And I was wondering if you could give a little lay of the land as to institutionally, are there different cultures within, say, CIA versus NSA? And are there different factions that are they different enough that you can leverage those differences to actually make any positive change within the broader bureaucratic apparatus, or is it just so corrupt that it's a non-starter?
Yeah, I mean, I believe it's so deeply corrupt that there has to be fundamental and in some cases radical change of certain institutions at the federal level. Mm-hmm. There has to be, because we cannot withstand or continue this beautiful experiment in democracy called the Constitutional Republic with the culture that has been created. And so when people throw out the phrase deep state, you know, what is the deep state? The deep state is an amorphous grouping of components. It's elements of the intelligence community. It's elements of the bureaucracy of Washington, D.C., particularly Washington, D.C. It's elements of the media. It is it's clearly the tech, the new tech world that has emerged over the last couple of decades. And these are not conspiracy theories. I mean, censorship is not a conspiracy theory, right? I mean, they censored the president of the United States. I mean, you know, I think Trump just put out his lawsuit.
The sitting president of the United States, deplatformed from the United States communications infrastructure.
Right. So, you know, and other aspects that are known truths that are not conspiracy theories. So, the color revolution that you talk about, you know, like Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with black lives. Mm-hmm. It has everything to do with an ideological shift towards Marxism, socialism, and communism in this country by a very well-funded, well-organized group of people, and they are adamant, and they have arms not being arms like this arm or a weapon, arms like a rifle or something, but they have arms of tentacles that are inside of our federal government, inside of the media, inside of the tech world, and clearly inside of various communities around the country. And that's how deep those tentacles run. And they actually have, in the case of an Antifa, as an example, an Antifa is actually an action arm of not just Black Lives Matter, but also this infusion into our society, into our American culture, of Marxism. And you know, and here we are. I mean, here I am as a guy who served this country for decades, and I've been around the country, and we're now talking about communism, this country going towards socialism and communism in the United States. The other thing that's a fact, not conspiracy theory, is that nation states don't last forever.
Yep.
Right? You never met anybody from Byzantine. Byzantine's one of the oldest empires, right? Because it's gone. So there are nation states in the history of the world that have risen, you know, operated at a fairly high level, and then they collapse for a variety of reasons. And so when we look at the indicators of the potential waning of the United States of America, many of those indicators are there. And one of which is the breakdown of faith, both faith in a higher being, meaning God, particularly in our country, because our country was built on Judeo-Christian principles and values, and we've sort of lost that faith. That's number one. And also the second thing is really faith in our institutions of government. The American people don't have any faith. They don't have any faith in the FBI. They don't have any faith in the CIA. They don't have any faith in the Department of Justice. They're losing faith in the Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good thing. It's not healthy. So when Americans begin to lose faith in the institutions of government, and it's not just that they're losing, in many cases they've lost faith. So they begin to turn towards, you know, and hopefully in peaceful ways, they begin to turn towards their local governments more.
Very well said by Michael Flynn. As I've mentioned many times before on these airwaves, Alexis de Tocqueville, who was observing democracy in America early in our republic's history, said the American experiment, American democracy, works so well because it's local, it's voluntary, and it's infused with the spirit of religion. And he prophesies that if despotism and tyranny ever does come to these United States, it will come not like ancient empires and tyrannies of the past. It'll come in the name of compassion and equality. You might use the word equity, though Tocqueville didn't. And it'll be like a parent looking after a child. That's what the role the government would play. Except this parent, this government parent, would be trying to keep you in perpetual childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, folks, so many of the people in the ruling elite would love to make all of life just one, all of this country just one big public school. The way they control your children is the way they're champing or chomping at the bit to control you. More news and views from 9 till noon. Final segment when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know, they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Closing moments here on a Wednesday. Hello, April Marie Vogel. Hi, and
I'm good. Good afternoon.
Hello. Well, you sound good.
I don't know if I look good. I'm tired this afternoon.
Well, no comment. I always look fantastic. I've got Papa B here before I end the show. So I'm going to talk to Papa B real quick.
Take a Papa B.
Hey, Papa B, what's up?
Howdy, howdy. Well, you know, what General Flynn just said about the roots of socialist, communist, Marxist for BLM and Antifa, well, it's well documented. It's not really a secret. They make no bones about it.
Correct.
The leader of BLM, one of them, just, you know, had said that they are trained Marxists. Antifa, same thing. So, you know, we're not talking about theory here. We're talking about actual, you know, fact and reality. I don't know if there's any confusion about it, but thankfully he's kind of...
Well, there's confusion because, and that's why they chose that slogan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a darn good slogan because it's like an obvious thing, yeah. But, you know... Okay. That's sure. A good slogan for, it seems innocuous and like, yeah, of course. And then they push the agenda, saying, well, you don't really believe it until you adopt, you know, the redistribution of wealth, yada, yada, yada.
Exactly. Yeah, they're coming under a cloud of, hey, you know, we're offended. You know, therefore, we've got to do this ethnic cleansing to the country type thing. If you recall, a few weeks ago, maybe it was only a week ago, I put this into the same category that one such leader stood up and said, let them die, you know, to the cheers of many that she was talking to. You know, it's things like that. And, you know, we need to take these statements seriously. They are not in a shooting. We're not in a shooting war. We're in an information war. But people that kind of, you know, slough that off or act like, well, that doesn't matter. Well, you know, you really do need to think about it, and you really do need to take folks like that seriously because they are serious.
I hear you, Papa B.